I saw a story, Bhutan. I saw it yesterday. I thought it was a Moedig Maaseh. I want to share this with you. I think it's so. It's Erev Shavuos. There was a. Do you know this? The sugya of Khmer. Khmer is, I think it's called an amulet. Is that what it's called?
Amulet.
Yeah. So we look at it as a Kabbalah mystic. The Maaseh. It's Mishnah. It's Mishnah. It's in Shabbos. Speak about Khmer. Mumcha. Khmer. Ene mumcha. We saw it. That's right. That exactly. It's not just pure metaphysics. It's halacha, and the Gemara, the Mishnah differentiates between kmeya mumcha, kmeya shenem mumcha. You wear one of those kmeyas. Pardon? It's worn as a necklace. It's a beged. The question is that the Mishnah discusses if it's a kmeya, an amulet which is proven to work, or an amulet which is not proven to work, and the difference is the halacha. A Khmer were worn for hundreds of years. And the thing is, the way a Khmer works is they've got something inside it. There's something rolled up and it's inside it, and that's a Khmer word. I know that some Chitchevelt is still Khmer is a bissel. They're still. In the Nidvish world, it's not so well known anymore. I don't know why. But Khmer is a. There's one particular Khmer. The story is brought down in Reb Shmuel Auerbach, said this story over. So it's from a very reliable source. Reb Shmuel ben Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He said there was one Khmer in Yerushalayim HaKodesh that the Auerbachs are for many generations already in Yerushalayim. There was one Khmer in Yerushalayim which was established as a very, very effective Khmer for Cholim. Whoever was ill, somebody was ill, they would wear this Khmer and they would have a tremendous afuah at this Khmer. And it was established as a Khmer from the times of the Taz. So it goes back from really long time. The Taz was a Taz's Khmer, and it was, and the rule normally what you've got inside is normally Shemus. Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemes of Melochim perhaps as well. But Shemes of Melochim, I don't think it was inserted normally in the Khmer. It's rolled up and it's inside. Now, the thing with the Khmer is that if you open it up, it stops working. Don't ask me why, but that's the way it works. The Khmer, if you open it up, and you see what it says there, it stops working. Maybe that's what it is, yeah. And Abraham Mitzvah, Elab Adavos, and could very well be. Yeah, very good. So there was one particular Khmer that worked very, very well, and everybody wanted to know what's written inside. In particular, there was one particular gentleman who was desperate to know what's inside. He was absolutely desperate. Absolutely desperate. What's inside it? And then he thought to himself that he knew that if you open it up, you take it out, it stops working. But he was punked, happens to have been a sofer. And he thought to himself, you know what, it doesn't really matter, because if I take it out, I'll read it, and I'll know what it says, so I can write it myself. And I can write 10 of them. Perhaps he had some business mind as well. I don't know. He's going to write 10 of them and sell them. I don't know. But he thought, you know what? It doesn't matter. Worst comes to worst, if I take it out, I'll be able to write it myself. And he couldn't hold himself back. He was a well-established Khmer in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, going back from the times of the Taz. So Shmuel Auerbach says that this gentleman, then he opened up the Khmer, couldn't hold himself back. He opened it up and he read what it says, this Khmer. It's quite an incredible story. The Khmer said, so says Reb Shmuel Auerbach, he says, Lomadati, and his Taz wrote this, he says, I learned this sugya, I forgot which sugya now, a sugya in Cholin or something, a really difficult sugya, him Rashi v'toisvus. It was a very, 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 very difficult sugya. Vinis Yogati Oleo, and I delved into the sugya, it was a tremendously difficult sugya. Vinis Shafti al Toisvus. Kam over kama pa'omim, and I sat and schwitzed on Toisvus many times, a very difficult Toisvus. I schwitzed over Toisvus many times. Huvizchus ze, and in the merit of this schwitzing and this asmada over this Toisvus, sheyeh refuah shleima lemisha loibish ta kmeh zu. Sheyeh refuah shleima to everyone is kmeh in the schus of my schwitzing over the gemara that I did. And that's it. And that was the kmeh. It wasn't Shemus v'Kodesh Baruch Hu. It wasn't Shemus v'Melochim. It wasn't Kabbalah. It's just the fact that he takes this chos of learning that should be this chos of the Khmer. Now, obviously, the Khmer stopped working that very minute, and obviously, he wasn't able to duplicate this. But the story itself is tremendously powerful. At least we've got the story. At least because that shows us what the koyach of the Torah is, what the incredible koyach is, we've got to remember that. Yeah, the Koyach HaTorah. What it means to learn a few minutes. To learn to schwitz a few minutes. Yeah. Anybody says a ticken? You said a ticken? Pardon? Ticken Leil? Ticken Leil Shavuos? Yeah. Ah, yeah? Yeah. Ticken. It's very choshev. Very choshev. Say the ticken.
It's got a bit of all the...
Yeah, so it has a bit of every sedra, every parsha, and then afterwards... Tanakh. And then afterwards, the whole Shas, Mishnahs, and then afterwards, all the mitzvahs of Rambam. It takes many hours to say, it's hard to say. It's very hard to say. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Pei Beis, Sif Yud Dalet, page 502. We discussed yesterday the topic of Schiroi Velekitoi, this key concept when it comes to. That's right. So that when you've got a chotzer, there's a goy living there, how do you deal with him? So what do you do with the goy? You rent it off him. But how can you rent it out from him? Because you can't go to all the goyim independently and start renting out their properties. So what do? We go to a Schiroi Velekitoi, which is somebody who has rights to access every single place. And the Schiroi Ulekitoi, he's the one that we rented out from. Yeah. So, I was wondering today, is that how does he work with the ambulance service? Can they walk in? They can walk in. Do they need to be invited to walk in? They can just walk in, right? So I wonder if that's ever...
If they've got reasonable belief that there's a life in this Bukovna situation...
Yeah, they can smash the door, that's right, very good. So I was wondering if the ambulance service... I never heard anybody doing the Schiroi Velekitoi. I never heard anybody doing the using the ambulance service. I don't know if they are better, I don't know. You think they can just walk in. Yeah. Yeah, and that's probably just as good. You're right. But I never heard a fire brigade. I've heard Irvin doing with the fire brigade. I never heard anybody using the NHS, ambulance service. Perhaps has to do with the NHS, kind of.
The fire, does it depend? They can only come in if there's.
I don't know. I do not know. Is it what happens if that's right? I'm not sure about that because legally, are they just allowed to walk in? How does it work with the fire? Fabricate. I just allowed to walk in if they. I don't want that. Can I just walk in?
So it's not a proper expression of Balas if they're only allowed to walk in circumstances.
Yeah, that's what we were wondering. That's why Kagan's question. That Lechayre, Psirah Lekita is somebody that can actually just walk in. He's got some rights there. And the question is that considered rights if that they can walk in if need, if they suspect something? Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. It's a really good question. The truth is, I just saw today again, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Bloy, who was considered a mekel generally with regards to Eruvin. Rav Yaakov Bloy, he writes after the whole peg, he's got a whole big chapter on citywide Eruvin and on the Schiris, and he says the Schiris remains an issue. It remains an issue. It's mamash not poshut. How we deal with that issue, more than all the issues, it remains an issue. You heard about anything from Avshneibalk? Does he ever speak about the Schiris? I wonder. Because I know, what's Rav Schneeberg's take generally on the Eruv here? Yeah. Okay, so...
He can't frown that hard, you
know. Yeah. Yeah, so that's... I think probably, I know that in Eretz Yisrael, I think they use the police a lot. I don't know what the law is in Eretz Yisrael about the police. I wonder if they can just walk in with less. I don't know if they can just. Chefetz Chashud, and they're everywhere, you know. It's just, you scream out, Chefetz Chashud.
Army.
Yeah? I don't know if the army is being used, but it would be a good idea, yeah. Yeah. So I don't think Barnet Council is particularly good addressed. Do not know if you go to Barnet, the mayor of Barnet. I mean, not a great idea. Don't think he can do, I'm saying. Does he have any rights? Mayor Barnett? Not much. Yeah?
If you put something in, but you can't.
No, that wouldn't help, because the Mialocha says Now, the binon davka shir eschir lekit reshus leishtamesh beveisoi. Reshus leishtamesh beveisoi. He's got permission to use the premises. Postman doesn't. See if you tell it. What happens if the only has a certain limited amount of time? He's only there. He's got only those rights to go into that property for 6 months, for 12 months. He's not ongoing. What do we do with ischir lekito is lizman? So what would you say? Ischir lekito lizman. What would you say? Works? No works. Works that time. Even if he was sacked during the 6 months, he was fired. Even if he was sacked within 3 months, so say you got the fire brigade, and you ask one of the officers, you did with them for six months, but he got fired. He got fired after 3 months. So the halacha is even for the 6 months he'll be considered schir v'lekito and you are settled. But if it was an ongoing kind of commitment and agreement, once he left, nisbatel is nisbatel. So difference is how long was the arrangement in the first place? If it was meant to be an arrangement, he went to the fire brigade and he said this is an arrangement for 12 months. So if the arrangement was made and set for 12 months, then whatever happens, you are sorted for 12 months. However, if you had an arrangement with an electrician or whatever it may be, and he said this is going to be for, it's ongoing, and then you lost the job halfway, then from that minute, if the arrangement was ongoing until further notice, then when he stopped, then it's spot already. Did you ask a while ago, why would we make a schirs for a set time as opposed to a whole time? Okay, we are ready for Seif Tezvov. Finishing the Ramah. Now the Gizba HaMelech is a treasurer. We don't really have a treasurer anymore. In Kodiak we have. Loads of treasurers. Because it's a massive treasure to look after. We're talking about a council kind of treasurer. We don't have that role, do we? There's such a role?
Yeah,
somebody is responsible for the finance?
Council.
Is he... It doesn't have to be... Well, no, actually, it doesn't have to be local. What are you referring to, the governmental? What's his responsibility?
The finances of the country.
The finance of the country.
Overall economy.
Okay, so it's... Okay, good. So is he a schir v'lekitoy? If you go to what's his name?
Philip Hammond.
If you go to Philip Hammond, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think he's got time for us, but let's just assume. Could you ask him to be a schir v'lekitoy? Well, if he isn't to finance,
then... What, in terms of the Bank of England? That's got its own government, it's got its own independent regulation.
No, so I'm talking about, does he have got any rights to go into people's property just because he's the Gizba HaMelech?
No.
He doesn't, right? Because the Ramah speaks about that. V'adinim schir v'lekitoy me'gizba HaMelech. Oh, bailiff, that's a really interesting one.
Money,
bailiffs, that's a really interesting
one. So they've also only got limited bailiffs, just like a policeman could only do with a search warrant or
That's right. I must say, I had an experience just now with bailiffs, and it was quite unexpected. Well, I was trying to get bailiffs to do something for me. It was an interesting experience, actually. Of a small claims, I'm going to try this out. I was very disappointed by the experience because even once. They take a huge car and...
you want to do their job?
No, I'm not sure for that. They can only go in physically to take property. There's many conditions when and how they can actually take items out of a property. It's not as easy as it sounded to me initially. So they need a whole load of documents and pre-warnings, etc. So the Ramah says, "V'adinim schorev migizba melech, v'nistarik legamre min melech." So if you go to this gizba melech, that's very literally the treasurer. So the Ramah seems to be holding that the treasurer is a good address. I don't know why. Why would a treasurer be a good schir v'lekitoy? It looks like he was able to go into the people's property, maybe to collect tax. Yeah. So the Gizbar Melech would be a good address. And now he got fired. He got fired. So you had a half year ago, you went to treasurer and you had that arrangement that he's a schirub lekitoy. In the meantime, he got sacked. He got on the wrong books of the king. The king said, forget it. I want you off. So the halacha is when he started going with Melech, here again, therefore, it is he's not going to be a good schirub lekitoy anymore. The Mishtibur takes this very seriously. And in Sifkot Memchas, he points out, therefore, you better watch it. If you're using a Gizbar Melech, a treasurer, a governmental official, that is collecting the tax. So you better watch out. Just watch out. They might not be these employed officials. They may not be the right people because they might be sacked. Sometimes they get fired and therefore they might not be the right people to deal with. The remote does finish. If he's sacked from the treasurer, it seems that it was quite common that they got fired, but still, they still got a wage, a special VIP treatment. They were still eating from the king's. That's like the people. Is it true that MPs that get fired, they still get a massive? Even MPs that. If you were once an MP and you're not an MP anymore,
pension.
A massive pension.
Okay,
so here it seems to be that these pensions are quite good, because if you were a treasurer and you got fired, that's what the Gemara says. V'adayin oichel pras hamelech, is still getting pras hamelech, which yeah, pension. It's nothing but a pension. Hadayin mikis schir v'lekitoy, still considered schir v'lekitoy. For you chalis kamen, you can still rent out from them. Lochen gam schir es l'rishon hadayin kaim, and therefore the schir es. Now I don't know why a gizbar hamelech, a treasurer, which is the equivalent of a tax collector, senior one, and he got fired, and he's still now getting pension. I don't know why why is it good schirub lekitoy? I don't know why. He can't collect tax anymore, and yet he's considered a schirub lekitoy. I don't know why. Can you guess why? I don't know why. He's got no rights to go into your house, put things there, take things from there. I don't know why. The ex-Gizbar HaMelech is a good schirub lekitoy. I don't understand that. The Mishnah says words which doesn't really help me so much. Mishnah says Kot Mem Tesis Vio Chalitzka Vemedu Atam Da Adainu Bichlal Memune Hamelech. He's still a he's still appointed by the king. He's still from the minister. He's still a registered official kind of. Umeshalos of keeping the Mekabel Pasim Beis Hamelech, still getting.
Kibbutz knows where all the stuff is.
You know when he knows where all the stuff is. But
he's got the knowledge.
He's got the knowledge. He's got the connections.
So he also has the authority. He's got the knowledge. He has the authority.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's all the offshore accounts.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so perhaps that's what it is. That he's got the knowledge. Although maybe legally, he may not particularly. You know, he may not be entitled to use it. But since he's got the knowledge, he's got the connections, he's got the things, so maybe he's still considered schirub lekitoy. Interesting. Since he gets wages still from the king. He gets wages from the king. Yeah, so perhaps that's it. Right, okay. So we
probably more recipient than a
simon,
right?
Perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah. How is it what? The Sifri Dal at the beginning tells us that if it's initially set for a time, then even once they're fired, they're still considered schirub lekitoy. No, so because a gizbo is not normally for a set amount of time. If it's not fixed amount of time, if it's long term, the Mishluchan Aruch said, "Avalim schor b'menu stam." If you've got a schirub lekitoy, which is like an ongoing kind of ongoing, then kevin shesilkan is part of schirus, then the schirus gets its part straight away, and that's it's going on that. Yeah, it's quite similar to that. Okay, Rabbi, I wish you a very good evening, Kol Tov.